Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding again. And today we will be talking about improving your chess mindset. And this is crucial because this is going to enhance your performance. This is going to make you enjoy the game a lot more. This is going to help you keep a positive mindset even through the losses that you will experience as a beginner. So sit back, relax, eat some Cheetos. Actually, should I even name? You know what? This is staying in here. Okay, I just advertised Cheetos. They should give me some money. But anyway, listen, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, this is H1. Let's talk about improving your chess mindset. And I want to talk about five things that you can do to improve your chess mindset today, right now. Each one of you that is listening, I don't care if you're in a car, in the shower, cleaning dishes, you should be doing something productive, but, you know, listening to me, learning how to play chess. First things first, focus on the process. What do I mean by that? Don't fixate on the result. I don't care if you won or lost. I don't care, and nobody else should care, and actually, you shouldn't care. Of course, we should be happy of our wins, but we need to concentrate on the quality of moves, because I'm trying to help you improve your mindset the fastest way possible and get you to that goal, that ELO that you always wanted to be at. And this is the perfect way to do so, is by concentrating on the quality of moves that you are displaying, looking at your analysis, understanding exactly what you could have did better, what your opponent could have did better, and putting the maximum amount of effort into each game that you play. Because the more effort you put into the game, the more probability you're going to get the result that you want. Now, second thing, stay patient. Chess is a complex game that takes time to master. Avoid becoming frustrated by slow progress. And I get it, right? There has been people, I've talked to many chess players over the years, because, you know, I've been teaching chess for a decade. Chess is not that simple. It's not just like a gradual incline. And this is pretty much for anything, right? Where you're going to plateau somewhere. This is like for working out. This could be for if you go to a new job, you're going to plateau. But there's going to be a moment where you're going to have to break that barrier. And you're only going to break that barrier if you put the effort into it. And sometimes it's a slow progress, especially, you know, if you have a whole family, your life is busy, you're trying to, you know, get that bread at work, you're trying to conjure up relationships with your friends and family. So most people don't have 8 hours a day to put into chess. Enjoy the slow progress, because one day you're going to break that barrier. You're going to go from 1,000 ELO to like 1,400. That's really what happened. That's what happened to me, actually. Went from 1,000 ELO to 1,400. Weirdly enough, because I started combining everything that I was learning from all these books by Bruce Pennofini, by Garry Kasparov, by Maurice Ashley, these programs on the computer, by Josh Swainson. I started learning everything, learning all these concepts that I didn't understand before. And I started actually thinking about, okay, how can I implement it into every single game that I'm playing? And now it's like muscle memory to me. And now it's like backing up a trailer or backing up a car. It's like driving. Let me just make it simpler. It's like driving. Once you learn how to drive, there's really nothing you can do to forget how to drive. Unless you go to a new country and they're driving on the left lane. You know what I mean? And now there's going to be a comment like, well, you know, we start out driving on the left lane. I think that's the appropriate action. No, it's not. Okay. Not in the U.S. Not in the U.S. Anyway, remember that improvement happens gradually. Okay. It's going to happen gradually. You're going to plateau and then you're going to break that barrier. Next thing, manage emotions. It's important to control your emotions, whether you are winning or losing in a chess game. I know it's hard. I know some people have that facial expression. You know what I mean? They can't hide that facial expression that they want to show to their opponent, especially if they lost a queen or if they lost a piece all of a sudden. I get it. Okay, I get it. It's different for every other person, but emotional stability helps you make rational decisions and it helps you avoid impulsive mistakes. I've seen countless times chess players, they do a bad move or they do a little inaccuracy, and then their opponent didn't do the best move, and then they do an even worse move because they're just in a bad mood. Okay, I want you to avoid that. I want you to win those games if your opponent doesn't know how to seal the deal. And even worse, I've seen games where chess players, they thought that they was in a worse position, but they just wasn't logically thinking about the game. And so their emotions was controlling their whole gameplay, even though their pieces were like, dude, we're good. Like, we're defending everything. We're attacking. We got this check right here. Like, why are you so mad for? Why are you sacrificing me? I'm in prison now. I'm like speaking for the bishop. I'm in prison now because you was in a bad mood because you didn't get 8 hours of sleep last night. You wasn't working out. You was eating McDonald's. You know what I mean? What you doing? Why are you in a bad mood? And so that's what I want y'all to avoid. Manage your emotions the best ways possible. Like, drink some water. Do what you got to do. But you have to control that. Okay, next thing. Learn from the defeats. Learn from the losses. I will say that countless times. I have a whole episode about learning from losses. It is really important. That's the fastest way how you're going to improve in your chess. Okay, analyze your games to understand your mistakes and your opponent's mistakes. You got to understand both mistakes. But on the chessboard, just treat your opponent like they're a grandmaster, or treat your opponent like they're an intelligent human being that knows how to play chess. Unless, like, you see them do some really dumb moves, then you're like, okay, those moves are crap. Let me capitalize on that. But turn those defeats into valuable learning experiences that contribute to your growth. Last thing, practice resilience. It is important. Resilience is crucial in chess because you have to know how to bounce back like Big Sean. But when you have setbacks, losses, mistakes, you got to be determined and optimistic to win that game still. And I know that kind of goes into like managing the emotions. Those are pretty much combined together. You got to control your emotions. And if you're losing, you're going to have to practice resilience, that fighting spirit that I usually talk about all the time. Why are you playing chess if you don't have resilience? You have to have resilience in everything that you pretty much do, because as humans, right, we make mistakes. And when we make a mistake, do we sulk about it? Do we like if I made a mistake at work, do I just sit at home for the next, I don't know, month and then just lose my job? No, that's not what I'm going to do, because, you know, I have two kids and I got to make money. So you have to have this resilience when you're playing pretty much any sport. You got to know how to bounce back, and you got to be proud of yourself if you bounce back into a win. Okay, so these are really important. First of all, focus on the process, stay patient, manage your emotions, learn from your losses, and practice resilience.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, I'm glad you made it this far. Thank you for enjoying the podcast and even listening to this, because you already know that these podcast episodes is here for you just to be conscious about these ideas while you're playing chess. And just being conscious about these ideas is way ahead of the normie that is just learning chess, I don't know, by themselves or with a book. At least you have H1 to speak to you in your ear right now. And maybe you're playing chess while listening to me, but it helps you get into the right path that you need to be on. But anyway, I wanted to offer you, like, I did create an ebook about chess opening tips. It has like 20 ideas that you can learn from. It doesn't go over exact openings. It just goes over chess opening principles, which is going to help you a lot more in the long run as you're learning actual openings like the Scotch game or the Italian game, etc. Okay, hey, keep on fighting till the end, staying focused in chess and in real life too. Peace. What the how do I want to end this? Just with that? Skit scat, patty whack, mini mac. Oh, okay, bye. You know your boy is crazy. Don't even pretend like I'm not. Come to my streams. You can see me and talk to me.